Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing on the topic of the blessed excess matter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, attestation of the Salaf al-Salihin regarding the purity of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's excess matter. Qadi Iyad Maliki writes the following in his Ash-Shifa. Hafiz Abu Bakr ibn al-Arabi rahimahullah has stated that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's urine etc. is pure. This is also one of the views of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Ar-Rawda that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's urine, blood and all other excess matter were pure. With reference to the above statement, Allama Khifaji rahimahullah writes in his An-Naseem al-Riyad that it is also the view of the majority of the Mutarrikeen, that means the later Fuqaha and Muhaddiseen. Allama Yusuf Binuri rahimahullah states the following in his Ma'rifah Sunnah, that the ulama of the four schools of thought are unanimously agree that the Anbiya's excess matter was pure. Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has explicitly mentioned this in his kitab, was Allama Shami rahimahullah has attested to this in Rodul Muftar. Allama Aini rahimahullah has vehemently opposed the view of those who claim that there is no difference between the excess matter of Anbiya rahimahullah and rahmatullah alayh and those of normal people. This is also the view of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Allama Shami rahimahullah has written that this is the view of many of the Hanafi scholars as well. In his renowned commentary of Sahih Bukhari, Hafiz Ibn Hajar rahimahullah has written that there is overwhelming evidence supporting the view that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's excess matter was pure, and the ulama have regarded it as the speciality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Note that it has been stated that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's excess matter is pure because he was internally cleansed on the occasion of Shakku Sadr. In the light of the above, there is no alternative other than accepting that it was indeed a speciality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.